this could be a number of things. We'll see what the officials have to say.
Usually at the line of scrimmage, it's typically holding in some way, shape, or form. There it is.
Holding against USA. That's the first hold we've had all night. Especially in week one. That's surprising.
Yes, it is.
So this will go against USA. They will get to replay the down, but they will have to do it 10 yards further back.
That's absolutely correct. From the spot of the foul. So it should be about 19 yards to go.
That's approaching a country mile, but not quite. 9:46 left in the fourth quarter. Still that 10-point deficit for the Patriots. Glimmers of hope for this Patriots squad tonight, but they just can't seem to link them together.
You could tell that when Tanner Foley is taken out of the equation or held in check, this Patriot offense hasn't had that excitement that it needs, and Coach Langs is rotating other backs in, getting Lang some carries, trying to get Macklin Ghetto going, trying to get something going to free up Tanner Foley a little bit.
T formation, second down, 19 to go. It's a pitch out to the right to number 24, Hunter Bone, and he is stopped at the 36-yard line for a gain of 3 by Anthony Sweeney, the defensive end junior for the Ubley Bearcats. Now third down and a ways to go.
And he ran right into number 30, Anthony Sweeney, and Sweeney did not miss him, brings him down on the spot. Third and very long, about 15 yards to go. A long ways for a team that doesn't throw the football often and does not throw it all very well either. So expect maybe a run play here, and actually shouldn't be surprised here. We're going to take a timeout.
Timeout indeed with 9:07 left in the fourth quarter. Dave Hansen, what are you surprised by in the second half that has not happened or has happened either team?
I have been surprised that Tanner Foley got that touchdown run, and you haven't hardly seen his name called since.
Correct.
I'm not sure why he's not getting the carries. I am surprised that a Coach Lang's team hasn't been able to get this USA running game going. The opposite side of that, the expected is the Bearcat defense, tough as nails as usual, and they have been tough on this Patriot offense all game long.
Tanner Foley has 7 carries for 87 yards and 1 touchdown. A majority of those, a giant chunk of those yards is 67 yards on that touchdown run. So really he's averaging about 3.3 on the rest of his 6 carries.
Yeah, he's got 6 carries for 20 yards outside of that. He's really been held in check. But a guy like that, you never know when he's going to break one. So I am a little surprised he only has 7 carries. I don't know how healthy he is, but I would expect him to be more in the 14, 15 carry range by now.
Of course, you can see this wrap-up in tomorrow's edition of the Huron Daily Tribune. Seth Stapleton is on hand for tonight's game. Paul Adams was the first half over in Harbor Beach to take in the Harbor Beach Bannex game, which looks like squarely into Harbor Beach's hands. 44-8 was our last word, I do believe. Maryless beating Marlette 22-8. 6 left in the third there. Third down and a ways to go. As Zach Walker for Ubley makes a stop at the line of scrimmage. Number 45, Macklin Gettle on the carry. For no gain, sets of a fourth down and 17 yards to go for the Patriots.
Such a tough spot to be in. It's 8.5 minutes to play in the game. You're down 2 scores, but fourth and 17 is probably out of your range. You almost got to think about punting it here and hoping your defense can come and save you.
44-20, 8 minutes left in the third quarter in that Harbor Beach game in Bad Axe. And Kine back to pass, breaks free of his first tackle, gets it and into the hands and out of the hands of Hunter Bone. Incomplete. That would have been at the 46-yard line on fourth down. Instead is a turnover of downs, and Ubley has great field position with 8:18 left in the fourth.
And I tell you what, Ryan Kine had a free linebacker coming straight at him and athletically dodges him to get a chance to throw the ball down the field. He hits 24, Hunter Bone right on the hands. Apparently ate a little too much of this popcorn this morning, right through his hands. Derek Brown in tight coverage. The ball lands on the turf. Wouldn't have mattered, though, even if he does complete the catch. It was about 5 yards short of the first down marker anyways.
4 minutes and 23 seconds, and they covered 15 yards for USA, which results in a turnover of downs.
Lakers leads KPAC in the third quarter, 31-0.
All right, way to go, Lakers, to start the season off. First and 10 for the Bearcats. Hand off to number 20 through the middle. That's Derek Brown back in the game, brought down by Tanner Foley at the just shy of the 31-yard line. That's a pretty solid gain for Derek Brown. It's a 6-yard gain. Second down, 4 yards to go. Continues to march the clock further down.
There's that speed factor that they've been missing. Now, I'm not sure. Gregory Keller came up lame after that fumble. Not sure if that's a disciplinary thing or if that's a health thing. But now they're putting Derek Brown back into the game, serving as sort of the closer, so to speak, here in the fourth quarter, getting a carry and, again, on coverage on defense on the play prior.
Well, that's the case. Send him down to Comerica Park. We could use him there. 7:35 left in the fourth quarter. Second down, 4 to go. T formation. Mychek is under center. Hands it off right through the middle. And not much going there. Gets across the 30-yard line down to the 28, actually, believe it or not. But we'll see where the final spot is. At the bottom of that pile is number 37,
Nathan Keller.
And doing the stopping would be number 52, Blake Ryerson. Third down, a long 3 yards to go. 7 minutes remain. Ubley with all momentum on their side. They've stopped USA in their tracks multiple times tonight. They have possession of the ball in the T formation, which in the past has chewed up 8 to 10 minutes on one drive alone. Not tonight, but in the past. And we have a flag, and this could be our first disco night of the season. Indeed it is. It's a false start. Swing those arms around, and you've got a false start against Ubley. Push them back 5 yards.
And credit to both teams. The flags have really been a minimum tonight, which you tend not to see in high school football. You tend to see a lot of those early mistakes happen in this game. I think we've seen more turnovers than we've seen penalties, which is uncharacteristic for an Ubley-USA matchup.
I'll take you through these possessions of the second half as we have a timeout called by Ubley on the field here. USA starts the second half with a touchdown, 72 yards. It was a 67-yard run from Tanner Foley. Then Ubley has a turnover of downs after covering 24 yards. USA then has a turnover of downs covering 7 yards. Ubley, a fumble after 16 yards at the USA 22-yard line. Then USA gets it back. And then turnover downs after 15 yards. And here we have Ubley facing a third down, 3 yards to go, with 6:43 left in the fourth quarter.
This might be one of the longest third downs the Ubley offense has faced all night. If it's not the longest, it's one of the longest. So it'll be interesting to see, since that late first half interception, Matt Mychek has not put the ball in the air since. I would not be surprised here if Coach Kaufman lets him throw the ball. He showed a lot of confidence with him in the first half. We haven't seen it all in the second half. But again, the way the Ubley runs the football, the way they play offense, especially when they're on the opposing side of the field, it's just because it's third and eight doesn't mean they're gonna punt it here. They're probably going to go for it in two plays anyways.
Third down, 8 yards to go, wing T to the right. Mychek's going to keep it for himself. He's across the 30-yard line, across the 25, and brought down close to the 22-yard line. That's a third down conversion and then some, and move the chains further into the USA territory. Number 52, Blake Ryerson with another tackle.
And just as we were talking, we haven't seen Matt Mychek air it out lately. We haven't seen him keep it for itself, and he did that right there and got a big gain. Again, faking the handoff, running that read option out of the wing tee, and then this time he's looking at the right side of the field, and when he sees an opening, he pulls that ball back to himself and takes right off for the gap, and there was quite a bit of running room, the most that they've seen in a while, and gets a big first down now as they creep closer to that 20-yard line of USA.
First and 10, working off the right hash, T formation. Mychek hands it off. That looks like to number 23, Gregory Keller. And we have a flag flying at the end of that run.
Should be number 20,
Derek
Brown.
Derek Brown, I take that back. As we have Cooper Caulfield with the tackle, but we have a flag at the tackle spot, and is a personal foul against USA. So things are getting a little chippy out there.
Well, I'm not sure there. They didn't signal what the personal foul was for, so I'm going to assume maybe a late hit or something along those lines, diving into the pile after the play was dead, something like that. It didn't look vicious anyways.
It was at the 17-yard line where that happened. And they're going to march off